This is More Financial Talk with Ryan Moore from Retirement Solutions Group. You need a financial strategy that accounts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of More Financial Talk is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now here's More Financial Talk. Keep more in your pocket.
Welcome to More Financial Talk. I'm Ryan Moore. This is Chelsea Moore. And with us today, we have co-host Tony Shore. How's it going, Tony?
Well, it's going great. I'm hugely surprised that we have a huge guest on the show today. And Ryan, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you get these huge guests, especially this one. This is a hard get.
This was not an easy get, Tony, no. Let me tell you. So took a little coercing.
Well, the show looks better already with Chelsea here. I'll tell you that. People are used to just
right on.
You and I on the show. Pleasant surprise. So tell us about our guest today, Ryan.
So this is my lovely bride, Chelsea. We've been married for just celebrated 10 years a few weeks ago. And, you know, she is our chief financial officer here at Retirement Solutions Group. She's been part of the business since 2016, shortly after we married. When Greg and I were partners, we brought her into the business. She has a finance background and was working for Warner Music in downtown Nashville. So we got her out of the commuting rat race of going down to the big city back and forth every day. And she's been a huge part of our company in the growth of the business, largely behind the scenes. Her list of duties is long, and she's very active with helping what we do full time, and also has the harder job of raising our kids. So we are blessed to have her here today and excited about the topic.
Yeah, excellent. Well, a great special guest. And I know you guys work as a team there and help run RSG. That's fantastic. Chelsea, great to have you on the show. Chelsea, how have you been? I mean, I know the listeners and viewers pretty much know what you probably have to go through on a daily basis to put up with Ryan. We know this. But how have you been? Are you excited about being on the show?
Yes, I am excited about being on the show, and I'm super pumped about today's topic. It's a passion of ours together, so I'm excited to talk about it and to sit next to my hubby today.
Yeah, you need to be on the show more often. No, that's not. That's fun. This is fun. I'm sure
she'll tell you she's out of her comfort zone, but sure. It just takes a minute to warm up to this.
That's not true. You're a natural, and so and you're sitting next to a natural, Ryan. I mean, he's been hosting the show for quite a while. So I know that you're here to share about what you call RSG Gives Back. And we'll get into what that is and what that means. But for our listeners and viewers out there, the overall picture of today's show, it's about giving back and about the importance that plays, how important that is. And I know you are both active as a couple and as a business in giving back to the community, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very much so. I could say that, you know, honestly, we have giving hearts and, you know, I think you get to a stage in life, Tony, where it starts to feel better to give than even to receive. You know, with that, we have a lot of care for our community. I mean, this is where we, you know, have our family that we're raising, and we're running a business. And, you know, we are very active in our church lives. But beyond even that, we contribute to a variety of different outreach programs in the community. We just wanted to share some of the developments that that we've undertaken and how that's progressed with the company in particular, and share a little on that topic.
Okay, so let's start off with RSG Gives Back, and this is a 501c3 charitable organization. Talk about the history and the mission of RSG.
Yeah, well, really, it all began with Gradient, your organization, the founders, Chuck and Tammy Lucius, who have big hearts of their own. And it was a conference that years ago, Greg and I were sitting at, where they offered the opportunity for some other advisors to share how they are participating in the Gradient Gives Back Foundation. And so what we learned that day was the Gradient Gives Back Foundation, which is its own 501c3 nonprofit, seeks out a family struggling financially every year and awards them with a year of housing payments.
Yeah.
And we were very intrigued by it. We were still growing the company and weren't sure if we were ready to be able to contribute to that extent. But we were really moved by the idea and what they were doing. And what we loved about it was, you know, Gradient's a national group. So they work with independent advisors all over the nation, and they have done an amazing job at packaging the ability to participate in that, you know, for all of their advisory partners throughout the nation. And so we just kind of on a leap of faith jumped in and went for it with the first family that we helped. And it was just an amazing experience. And I'll be honest, Tony, the first way I looked at it optically was, wow, this is going to make our company look good, right? I got to tell you, that's like the furthest from my thoughts at this point. It's really when you really focus on the need and what you're doing and the impact that you're having on these families, it's so fulfilling and you just get a lot of joy out of it. But, you know, it's joy with sometimes a sad heart, because a lot of these folks are dealing with some very serious struggles, either loss of loved ones or, you know, just financial conditions that are very, you know, sad and difficult to think about. As you know, we've been very fortunate in our lives to not experience many of the hardships that some of these families have. And the whole idea here is it's about providing a, you know, a hand up and not so much a handout, helping people get back on track and not just, giving in a situation that they're just going to stay in the same struggle. Really trying to, you know, give them a leg up, a hand up in life.
Yeah, it is amazing the amount of families out there who are in a bad place through no fault of their own, through physical ailments, health-related accidents, job loss, things like that, that need a hand up to be able to get back on their feet. And that's where you come in. Give an example of a person or a family that you've helped in the past, RSG Gives Back.
Do you want to touch on one of those?
Sure. Did you have one in mind?
The Brittany tragedy?
Yeah. So that was about 4 years ago, probably. We had this application come in, and it was a mom with two very young children. I think they were both under the age of 4 or 5, and tragically lost her husband in an accident. And she actually was there and witnessed to it. So she was walking through life with these babies after losing her husband, but also having to go through some counseling and, get help for herself after what she had witnessed and been through on top of, you know, tragically losing him. So we brought her in. Do you want to explain a little bit how we do the process before I?
Yeah. So this is kind of a fun part where, fun in a difficult situation where, once we've already done some screening and some backgrounding and we've already determined what family we're choosing that particular year, they come into our office under the notion that there's a final interviewing process. Mm-hmm. So we bring them back into a conference room. Meanwhile, in the lobby, people set up, or a videographer sets up, or even the news media comes in. So they're hiding in a back office when the family comes in. We bring them into a conference room under the notion of a final interview, and then the camera crew, other family support that they maybe don't even know are there, kind of get all set up in the lobby. And then I come up with some reason or excuse as to why we have to pause the quote unquote interview, and then, you know, walk them out into the lobby. And so they realize in the moment that they've won the year of housing payment award. And so we really are able to capture this in, you know, the true emotions of what that means for the family. And then they peel us off and the recipient off and do some one-on-one interviews and really dig into the story and the impact that, you know, what we're doing is having. And they package it all together in, you know, in a video moment. And that's something we'll talk about where people can go, you know, see this unfolding with these videos. Wow. But if you wanted to continue a little bit more there.
Yeah. So when she, this mom in particular, when she realized it in the moment, she was so overcome with emotions and what this would mean for her. It was really special that we were able to capture that and that we were able to be a blessing to her for that year. She went on and was able to take some time off of work, which she desperately needed, just to heal and to be there for her kids and walk them through that healing process. And I randomly saw her in a parking lot, probably about a year and a half, 2 years after we awarded her, and got to talk with her for a little bit. And she was just a different person. She was so happy and joyful, and she had really come so far. And she just overemphasized to me what that year meant for her, that she didn't have to worry about paying her mortgage. She knew that it was covered and she could focus on the other things that were, you know, vitally important at the time. So it was super special, to say the least. Yeah.
And just not a dry eye either. I mean, everybody, I mean, it's just when they realize that they're getting that leg up, that a year's worth of mortgage payments. And sometimes there's even other other businesses that might donate things or other things too. And so I just think it's so powerful how you help that person.
Yeah, I mean, there, and in this example, there really wasn't any life insurance in place either, which, you know, just makes the hardship even that much more difficult.
Yeah.
One of the things that we do, Tony, is we have a big annual client appreciation gala at the end of every year. We've done this 9 years in a row. This will be year 10. So we share the video of the family that we helped at this gala. We want our clients to see the heartfelt side of who we are. We want them to know the example that we're being in the community. And then it's not just about focusing on the money. And it also hopefully will inspire others to, you know, give to the cause that we're undertaking and, you know, have an impact in their lives as well. So we want to spread the good news, even in these difficult circumstances.
Yeah. And I've seen the video and my eyes weren't dry at the end. It is powerful and moving. You know, to know that, and really everything else goes away. Like you said, in the beginning, you're thinking, oh yeah, you know, draw some attention to the company. And that's how a lot of people think at first. And then you realize the importance of what you're doing and the impact it's having on the community and in people's lives. That's what matters. And, you know, that becomes the focus, which is good. Now, you said you had earlier this year, you received our a RSG Gives Back, received the 501(c)(3) designation. How does that help you, and how does that provide a larger maybe opportunity for you?
Absolutely. So as our giving hearts are growing and I guess even maturing in faith, which leads us to want to do more, I've had the, you know, the vision and the goal of forming our own nonprofit. Up until now, we've been kind of filtering everything through the Gradient Gives Back Foundation for the participants that donate. And as we want to expand our outreach, we formed our own nonprofit entity. With that, I've also had a vision and a bucket list idea of hosting an annual charitable golf tournament, which has been something I've been wanting to do for a long time. And so we had brought on a new marketing coordinator a little more than a year ago, Michelle. She's just been an absolute blessing to our business and just an amazing person. So she's really helping me take these visions and, you know, bring them to reality. And so we formed the nonprofit. We created a landing page for the 501(c)(3) rsggivesback.org. And we have our first charitable golf classic that's scheduled for September 21st, which will be a Monday. And it's at a golf course called The Bridge, which is right around the corner from our office. And it gives us the opportunity to, you know, hopefully get the word out more, raise more charitable donations to, you know, continue to do what we're doing with Gradient and seek out the family for financial payments every year. But we also want to be able to have some spontaneous, you know, resources to help when certain needs pop up throughout the year. So not always to have a scheduled plan with the dollars, but, you know, there's a lot of things that, you know, can happen that are presented to us, and we want to be in a position to help in real time and add more flexibility to be able to do things like that. So how long have I been wanting to do that golf idea?
Years. We've been talking about this for literally years. This has been a passion of Ryan's to really get this up and off the ground. So we are super excited about this year, and it's a big deal to us. And just having our own 501c3 has been really a way that we have been filling our cups through all of the giving back and volunteer work and just being a blessing to other families when they need it. You know, as we talked about in the beginning, it will look good for the company and it's great marketing. And I think now we can both agree that is the farthest thing from our minds when it comes to this stuff. And it's just, it's so fulfilling. And at the end of the day, all of the work stuff aside, this really fills us up and we are super passionate about it and just feel honored to be able to come as far as we have with this. And we have big dreams for the future on how much more that we can do. And so we want to have an amazing tournament and raise a ton of money to be able to help a lot of families.
Tony, I call it purpose beyond the money.
Yeah.
Right. And once you get past all that and you look at the impact that you're having, I mean, it just creates a passion for you to want to do more and help more and bring more smiles and joy in the world, because there's a lot of struggles out there today, as you know.
Yeah. Well, and Ryan, you have such an amazing testimony when it comes to this and the change. You've went through some changes in your life, and this has had a big impact. Just let people know the testimony of the impact and with you personally and the business.
All right. So we're doing a couple hour show today then? I'm teasing, but yeah.
Moore gets up. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. No, I mean, really, I've endured a lot of things in my life, and I come from a lot of humble beginnings. And ultimately, you know, I tell my wife that she was the first best thing that ever happened to me. And so I'm very blessed and humbled by the transformation that I've gone through. But I think, to stick on topic here, what I would like to share is that there was a point in time a few years ago where just the stress of the business, you know, whether it was around the COVID year and in the markets and just, you know, trying to do a great job for everybody and, you know, having so many people rely on you and count on you for what you're doing, you know, around their life savings, right? It carries a heavy responsibility. And I was going through some real sleep struggles. And it got to the point where I remember this discussion that Chelsea and I had lying in bed one night. And she just said, you know, maybe we just need to get out of it, sell it all and just get out of the business. And that was really a hard pill to consider because, you know, I've been doing this for over 25 years. And, you know, all this hard work is just now really culminating and coming together to run a successful practice. So it was really hard for me to wrap my head around that idea. So I ultimately, short version of it is I recalibrated. I just started to look at what we're doing differently. You know, I look at this business platform as a blessing and an opportunity to do more than just help people manage their money. And so the way that took shape was I started to have longer meetings. I started to be more open about my own life and what was going on outside of the finance world. And that allowed others to open up more of what they were going through in life. And it created a, you know, stronger relationship and a deeper level of trust. And so with that, it was simultaneous to where we started to double down on our charitable outreach and start to tithe more and give more. And I can honestly say, and just a few years ago, there was a year where I had given more, we did in that year, than all of my other years of my life combined. And it ultimately resulted in my career best year, and the business just has taken off since then. And that by no means is by accident.
By making the people the focus and focusing on the good you're doing for people and the reward and giving back. Since doing that, your business has been more successful, and it relieves some of the stress too, right?
Yeah, the stress has fallen away. I mean, there's still, you know, the day-to-day stuff anybody
everybody
in this arena is going to deal with.
You run your own business,
Yeah, I handle it a lot different now. And I feel like, you know, the relationships are just have much more depth. I mean, we consider our clients RSG, you know, our client family.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's just been an amazing process, and it's really grown me in many, many ways. And I think it's allowed me to become a better husband and a better father. You know, a lot of this is just wanting to be the right example to our kids and to anybody that, you know, cares to take a look in this direction. We just want to be walking it out as proper examples of how to bring more good to the world. And you know, some of it sounds a little cheesy, but I'm here to tell you that it's real. And
that's awesome.
Yeah. Don't get that's me awesome. Worked up over here, Tony. All right.
All right. Well, hey, we need to get back to before we go, I want to talk just a little bit more because it's coming up and it sounds exciting, and it's an opportunity for our listeners and viewers to get involved. And that's the RSG Gives Back Charitable Golf Classic that you're talking about. How can people get involved? What are some of the things people can do to be involved in this event?
Absolutely. So we set up a website, rsggivesback.org, O-R-G. Mm-hmm. Okay. And with that, you can, you know, register as a player and play the round of golf. With that, there's, you know, a cost to participate, which it's going to the cause, of course, but it takes care of the round of golf. We're going to provide a sleeve of golf balls and the golf cart, of course. And there will be dinner at the end. So it's going to be a midday tea time, and we'll conclude with some awards. So there's going to be like a scramble golf tournament.
Sure.
And there'll be the, you know, closest to the pin and the long drive and all
the hole in one that I'm going to get.
Yeah. The fun stuff there. Exactly. So with that, we're going to have a dinner at the end of the night when we're doing the awards. And we're also going to have a concert. We're going to have a band playing after to hang out a little longer and fellowship with people. And if the non-golfer sides of the family want to come join us for that at the golf course, they can do that as well. Awesome. But there's also a lot of sponsorship opportunities. There's going to be hole sponsors, you know, food sponsors, beverage sponsors, presentation sponsors. And so there's a lot of different ways to participate and help the cause and ultimately get involved. And this is something that we foresee continuing year over year. It's coming together quite nicely. We've had a lot of attention and excitement around it. And so that's kind of it in a nutshell.
Well, and the money goes to such a good cause, like you've described, the charity, the RSG Gives Back, helping families who need a hand up. And so if you want to register as a golfer and bring a friend or enter a foursome, this is a good way to support that cause. If you're a business owner, become a sponsor, an event sponsor, provide. There's many things you guys are looking for companies to provide. I think that's fantastic. I'm going to get a few friends to join up and play. I have a few friends there in the area that are big golfers. So
Bring them on. That would be amazing.
Yeah. Talking to you, Shane. So my buddy Shane Boyd will be there for sure.
Okay. I'll make sure I think we can have as many as over 120 golfers. So we'd like to max it out. And that golf course, they do a great job with these types of tournaments. So
nice course. Yeah.
I'm not even sure I'm going to be golfing, Tony, because I think I might just be in a cart riding around, saying hi to everybody and all that. But Otherwise, I don't have to polish up my golf game for this.
Well, I don't really golf, but I have friends that do, and I they'll be there for sure. This is great. And Chelsea, I know that you work so hard alongside Ryan, both of you and your whole team there, Michelle. And this is a big event to put on too. So you're probably looking for volunteers as well, right?
We'll take all the help we can get, but we're super excited about this day. It's going to be a lot of fun and going toward such a great cause that we are super passionate about. So that just is icing on the cake for us.
Awesome. So if people out there, Ryan and Chelsea, if you have anything else to add, let me know. And also before we go, we're going to want to let our listeners and viewers know how they can get involved.
Yeah. So again, rsg.org is the site for the nonprofit. Our main homepage for our business is rsgtn.com, or you can email us at info@rsgtn.com, or simply give us a call, area code 615-467-6300. And Tony, I just want to thank you for the opportunity to be able to share all of this today. We greatly appreciate you and what you do, and giving us this platform to share more of the good news that is going on out there.
That's great. Well, it's so rewarding, and it's not just about the rewards you get, but just the knowledge of helping these people is so fantastic. Now, is that website the new nonprofit website? What is it exactly?
Yeah, rsggivesback.org.
Yeah, rsggivesback.org.
Yep. Correct. Up and running. Yep.
Excellent. Well, hey, great show today. Chelsea, I want to see you on the show more often. That's for sure.
Amen.
That's for sure. And help Ryan with some of the heavy lifting of hosting the show. I'm just here to ask questions. I'm along for the ride, but I love it. And I love this topic. It means a lot to me as well. And I hope that it's continues to be successful. You're able to continue to help more and more people in the community through this 501c3. So fantastic. Remember rsggivesback.org. And Ryan, thanks once again for having me on as your co-host. We'll see you guys later. Listeners and viewers, that does it for today's episode of More Financial Talk with our host, Ryan Moore.
Thank you for joining us for More Financial Talk. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Ryan Moore at Retirement Solutions Group at 615-467-6300 or visit rsgtn.com. Join us again soon for another episode of More Financial Talk. Keep more in your pocket.
Advisory services are offered by Retirement Solutions Group, Inc., an investment advisor. Insurance products and services are offered independently through Ryan Moore and Greg McGee, sole proprietors.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.